Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry to get the inside word on what's happening right now, what that means for the tactics you should be using to make the most of your money. Now, I'm going to kick us off with a rather horrifying stat. It comes from economist Shamibul Yacob, who crunched the numbers for RNZ, found that single people spend 14% more than couples. But it actually gets worse, because if you dig into the details, some of these categories are gnarly. So, housing, singles spend on average 53% more. And then health, that's 40% more. That is insane. Those are core things you don't really want to scrimp on. But look, okay, I've started us off with the bad news. We are all about controlling what we can here on Making Sense. So, what can you control here and what can't you? This week, I've partnered up with Enable Me, who've kindly lent us their expert, Shelley Palman, a strategic consultant, and we're going to dig into this.
Making Sense has partnered up with Enable Me to get you the strategies for reaching financial freedom faster. Whether you're wanting to get mortgage-free or grow your wealth through investments, they've got the team to help you. Head to their website to learn more. Visit enable.me today. Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi.
Now, Shelley, you must see this all the time when people come to you and they're laying out their finances, very trustworthy, just laying it all out there. Look at my numbers. So you must see this single tax in action. So let's start with what actually is it?
Yeah. So the singles tax is things just cost more when you're on your own. And so that might be things like actually an accommodation supplement when you're a single, when you go on a cruise, you know, and you actually physically have to pay a single supplement. So you're paying more physically. It might be those sneaky little pernicious things like you have to pay for that broadband, regardless if there's one or two of you using it. Housing's a big one. You know, you've got to have that house. And so, yeah, you might have a slightly smaller property. You might just go for that one bedroom as opposed to that two bedroom. But the land underneath it is where the cost comes in. And so that makes it more expensive. So it's that economies of scale piece that's missing when you're single. And it can be very significant, as you've pointed out.
Yeah, it's nuts. Some of those stats, I was quite surprised that they were quite that high. But, you know, it's you can't argue with numbers like that. But I think stats are one thing, right? And then you sort of see what happens in the real world, which is where we love seeing your work. So what do you see? What sort of categories crop up quite often? And is there much you can do about it?
Not really, you know, is the sad news. We're starting off on a real negative note here.
But We'll come back to the positive.
But in terms of, you know, the kind of different categories and where we see the singles tax coming up, you know, housing's absolutely a big one. There's only one of you versus two. So you're kind of paying probably two thirds rather than a third. For example, you're in a flat and that room in that flat costs the same, regardless if there's a couple in there or whether there's a single person in there. Another one is like food and the inability to buy in bulk. So a lot of people that kind of are a couple and they have a big family, they might get that Costco membership. They can buy stuff in bulk and the, you know, the more you buy, the less you pay. But when you're on your own, you know, you don't want to be going and outlaying massive amounts. So you buy stuff in small amounts and you pay more. So it comes into it with food. Some of the more kind of pervasive areas that I see it coming in are, for example, you know, you go over to a friend's place and you bring a bottle of wine, you know, as kind of a gift for that friend. It might be a housewarming gift. If you're coming over as a couple to that same person's house, you're likely to still bring one bottle of wine. So in effect, that couple has only paid half a bottle of wine, you know? And so these are these things that you don't really feel or understand, but they're there. I mean, another example would be that Uber that you catch home from that dinner out somewhere. If there's only one of you in the Uber, only one of you is paying for that versus two.
So what do you end up doing with that then? Because yeah, you've laid out some ones there that are so tricky to deal with. Is it that you just have to focus on other areas of life and being more efficient there?
Do you need to team up with other people, whether it's, you know, siblings, friends, whatever? What sort of strategies are available?
It's a case of this is the card or the hand, I beg your pardon, that you've been dealt. So we're not going to dwell on it. You might get mad. How many children's birthdays do I, how many nieces and nephews' Christmas presents do I have to buy for? And I don't get all of that back. You know, parents who pay for children's weddings and then you don't get married. You know, so there's all these different things you could get real mad about. But, you know, it's the hand you've been played. And as I always say to my clients, let's play it to the best of your ability. So how can we get around that? So number one, we steer the ship. So the good thing about being on your own, and I think this is your superpower or your trump card, you are steering the ship. The flip side of that is that you steer the ship.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You and only you.
No break from the mental load there.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So good and bad, right? But it is your superpower. You're not dealing with another personality in your life. You're not dealing with somebody else's wants and needs. You get to do what you want to do on your terms. So that is your trump card as a single person.
I love that because I think someone said this to me ages ago and it's really, really stuck with me is that yes, the singles tax is hard and doing things by yourself is hard for actually both the reasons you've just laid out there in terms of, yes, there's the money side, but there's also you are making every decision by yourself. Often you don't you might have other people in your life you can bounce things off, but it's not that same sort of, you're in the same household, you're part of the same team doing things together, right? So you're not bouncing things off people in the same way. But the one thing that is much worse than that is being in a relationship or trying to row a boat with someone who is not only not rowing with you, but maybe rowing the opposite way. And you're just spinning that boat round and round to really push this metaphor to its limit. It's if you're with the wrong person, that can hold you back so badly, really genuinely pulling you backwards, not just holding you in the same place. So I do think it's worth taking that moment to be grateful. Well, at least I'm in charge of my own destiny, right?
Yeah. And do you know what? I've seen that so many times. And as a money coach, having worked with couples, and often people come to us and 9 times out of 10, one of them really wants to be there and one of them does not. Yeah. And so there is that person that's kind of driving the plan, you know, and there's the hostage in the room who's just going along with it. They're the passenger on the boat. It doesn't have to be gender specific, you know, it's just there's one person that wants it, one person that doesn't in terms of that financial plan. And often there are competing priorities. And what we see is competing money personalities. Yeah. So this is something I'm going to go into in terms of like hacking yourself as a person. And it's kind of my next tip around how to get ahead faster as a single person. But what I've seen many, many times is I've worked with couples and sadly, in a couple of cases, they've actually ended up separating. And often that one person that really wanted to do the Enable Me program will come back and they're like, gosh, he or she held me back so much. I'm so looking forward to just doing this on my own now and having full control.
No dead weight.
No dead weight. Yeah. So get rid of the suitcase, you know, you were carrying.
What's the old thing? Weight loss tip. Lose 100-something pounds with one quick divorce.
And whilst I never recommend divorce as a, you know, that is a financial Mack truck event, and I'm speaking from experience here. But, you know, you feel in control, you're steering the ship, it's what you want, and there is nothing that can hold you back. And I guess that kind of segues into my next tip around to getting ahead when you are on your own is invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself. Do that course, you know, learn AI, do that extra little certificate or qualification that might allow you to have that side hustle, that extra part of income. You know, if you are looking to buy a home, opportunities to kind of buy something where you could actually have a rentable space or, you know, start a business from that, you know, there's lots of things that you can do to invest in yourself to help kind of grow your ability to earn, but also to help yourself to feel really empowered.
Yes.
You know, and it might even be understanding more about what makes you tick. And at Enable Me, we talk about those money personalities, and they're quite critical to understanding how you're likely to behave or whether you're likely to succeed personally or financially. And so we start to dig into, you know, what makes you tick from a, you know, spender or saver, you know, shopping personality type, your stickability, how likely you are to be disciplined and stick to a plan. So it's kind of diagnosing yourself from a money point of view so that you can then go, well, that's who I am as a person. That's how I behave around money. And now how am I going to counter that?
Not so fun fact, when you take on a 30-year mortgage, you'll probably pay more than double what you originally borrowed because of the cost of interest. That's probably not the Kiwi dream you bought into. The team at EnableMe specialise in taking charge of your money and growing your wealth, including how to get rid of your mortgage faster. Book a consultation with an EnableMe financial advisor today by visiting enable.me. Life looks different for everyone. Maybe you're buying your first home, growing your whānau, dreaming of travel, or simply trying to stay on top of things. KiwiBank has the tools to help you manage your money your way. Find out more at kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Is there a common money personality amongst those who are facing the singles tax, and so a common strategy that works with that?
I would say the answer to that is no, because, you know, everyone is very, very unique and they have their nuances to their situation. There's layers around, you know, are they children or, you know, are you single by choice? Are you single by choice and you've decided to have children on your own? You know, all of these different scenarios. And the one commonality would be, and going back to that mental load piece, is that feeling of the buck stops with me. And I'm very much on my own here in terms of even having that sounding board piece.
So find someone maybe that you can bring into your corner.
Yeah. And when I say a sounding board, I really don't mean your mum or your best friend. They love you, you know, and they want the best for you and they care about you. But how much do they know about, you know, what constitutes financial success and how honest are they really going to be with you?
Yeah.
You know, so whilst they might be a sounding board from an emotional perspective, it is quite powerful to have that independent party, someone who knows what they're talking about with objectivity. So that is probably, I would say, the biggest reason why single people would work with a money coach.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned before about the earning more. Do you think that's something where it's just like, it's not necessarily, I think sometimes we have to give advice and it's like, in a perfect world, I wouldn't give this advice, but the world isn't perfect. So therefore, consider this. Is it something where if you are facing the singles tax, for whatever reason, do you kind of have to get real about maybe you're going to have to really focus on your earning power and earn a bit more?
Yeah, but financial success is never linked to how much you earn beyond a point. You know, there is a point where you have to earn to a certain level to be able to feed yourself and house yourself. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, food, shelter, you know, so that there is a certain point of earning. But and earning more, please do, because it's one of the biggest levers we can pull. But if you're in, we're facing economic uncertainty at the moment. And, you know, a lot of businesses are just out there doing their thing, you know, almost month to month, are we going to be okay? So it might not be something that can be pulled as a lever at the moment. So we start to look at know your numbers. Practically speaking, sit down, you know, understand what comes into your bank account every month or fortnight. What are your fixed costs? Let's actually write that down. Or if you're a whiz with Excel or whatever, you know, what comes in, what goes out, and how much can we save? And I always say to my clients, I want you saving between about 15 to 20% of what's coming in. So you can do that calculation. You know what comes in. If you were listening in fifth form maths, you can figure out what 15% of that is. and then you go, well, 15% is what I should be saving. Here is what my fixed costs are. I should be making it work with whatever else is in between. And generally, that's what we call your discretionary spend.
Gotcha.
So that's the things that you somewhat have control over, you know, like you've got to pay the power bill, you need to eat. but, you know, food is a big source of fritter. So watch that, you know, like be tightly controlled around your food. But it'll be things like, you know, those impulse buys that you do online. It could be clothing, it could be stuff for the house. if you're a crazy plant lady like me, it could be plant cuttings or something like that. Once you understand the ins and the outs and what you should be saving, so that 15 to 20% of what's coming in, you can actually start to just make it work with what's left.
Love it. All right. And we're pretty much out of time, but I want to leave it on a note, which is, you know, empowering, because you mentioned some things before that I thought were so good and important when we were talking about, you know, the benefits of not being held back. Massive. Are there any other strategies you would say in terms of not just surviving, but maybe even actually building wealth while you're single? Are there any benefits to this that we can use?
Absolutely. And I think the case for everyone is we need to build wealth.
Mm.
It is a misconception that building wealth is for the wealthy. Building wealth is for everybody, because at some point you're going to want to stop working.
I do not want to work until I die. Yeah.
No. So it's capturing that surplus, you know, like that 15 to 20% of what's coming in, make that count, save first. If you've got a mortgage, get rid of that first. We've got to get that mortgage paid down because we need to retire, but I want you to get it paid down if you're on your own in advance of you retiring, because then you buy yourself time to invest in other things. So for a lot of my single clients, it's a little tricky to get lending. It's one of the things that holds them back from a wealth creation perspective, because leveraging and you know, borrowing more to buy other assets is one of the things you can lean into while you still have a mortgage. It's a lot harder when you're on your own.
Yeah.
But it's something you could do once that mortgage is and you've got that mortgage paid down. So you've got to get that mortgage paid off quicker when you're on your own. And I've seen this happen with couples, but with many, many, many single people, I've got them mortgage free working, you know, working with them and coaching them. So it is doable for you to get your mortgage paid off faster. If you've got any short-term debt, address that first, please, but get the mortgage paid down. So there's these different options out there. It's a little harder, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, so agree. Yes, exactly. It is that thing where I think you can acknowledge the reality of the situation and you can acknowledge there are certain headwinds. That doesn't mean you give up entirely, right? Thank you so much. That's Shelley Pellman from Enable Me giving us the inside word on beating that gnarly singles tax. Some great strategies there. But if you have more questions on this, I have had some people in the DMs recently saying they want more stuff on this, getting ahead when you are doing it on your own. So if we didn't answer your question, get in touch. Let's do another one and make sure it is answered. You can always find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as Frances Cook NZ, and I will try to get them answered in a future episode for you, and also heaps more money content on there. Don't forget though, main thing, subscribe to the Making Sense podcast. And if this episode was useful for you, send it to a friend and help them out to get all those tips and tricks for your money. Until next time, have a great day. Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.